This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Our God is good. Father, Lord God, we just thank you because you are a faithful God. We thank you, Lord God, because the Bible says that you gave a word to Jacob and it brought forth light. We thank you, Lord God, because this word will bring forth light to Croydon Tabernacle, to the community of Croydon Tabernacle, to ROCCG in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we be hearers and doers. Father, Lord, I submit myself under your mighty hand. Holy Spirit of God, just speak. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is good. I'm going to be sharing my testimony to you. Praise the name of the Lord. My testimony. You know, God has been so, so faithful. I want to thank Pastor Kayode Ojo for this privilege to minister today. And I'm not taking it for granted. It is a great opportunity, and I thank you so much, Pastor. The Lord will bless you and your family in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank everybody that will listen to the word of God. And I know that even as you listen, the Lord will bless you. Because this word was given to me last week, Sunday. And I didn't know that Pastor was going to give me this highly esteemed altar to minister. You know, when Pastor was talking on Sunday about remember me, O Lord, and you know, when he was just talking, and I just said, God, remember me. You know, and something just said, oh, Toby, your testimony. And my testimony is outstanding. My testimony has been great. You know, by the grace of God, I was born an albino. You can see it. You know, one of my sister calls me, say the only British and Nigerian, praise the Lord. And you know, God has been faithful. And you know, I have this defect, they call it nystagmus. You know, it affects the eyes. And you know, but God has been so faithful. I was bullied. I lost confidence in myself. You know, not that I don't know it. When I tell people my testimony, I say, oh, my father will say, spare correction. Not that I didn't know it, but I will spell it. And before you know it, you know, when I spell it, he will say I was not correct. He will correct me. And you know, just like children, I'll be playing. And as I'm playing, maybe about 5 minutes or 10 minutes, he will say, Kere, spell correction. Hey, yeah, this it has gone. But you know, God helped me. God helped me. Initially, I thought I would not be able to go to. My parents tried, because my parents are well read by the grace of God. They tried. They took me to the best hospitals. They made sure I got glasses, but it wasn't working. But by the grace of God, what you people are taking as, oh, I can read it there. I can do that there. I can drive a car. I don't have those abilities. But God has been faithful. I come to church before those of you that have cars. By the grace of God, I have 2 BSCs. I have 2 MSCs. And by the grace of God, I'm doing a PhD. So, if God can do it for me, he will do it for you. other testimonies will come in the course of it. So I'm going to be sharing with you the testimony of Saul, who later became Paul. And that is taken from Mark chapter 22. So why am I telling you this testimony? In case I'm bringing this Bible too close to my eyes and they'll say, oh, what's wrong with this girl? It's because I cannot use glasses, so I have to read it. Praise the name of the Lord. Or if somebody can help me to read Mark chapter 22, I'll really be very grateful. Somebody that I can hear your voice, then I will tell you stop, and you will stop if you are ready to obey me. Anybody, praise the name of the Lord. Anybody ready to help me that I can hear your voice and praise the Lord? Anybody? If nobody, I can start. Oh, okay, Pastor. Thank you, ma. Not Mark, Acts chapter 22, sorry. Acts 22, from verse 1. It's a long one. We are going to read everything.
Brethren.
Please, Pastor is reading. Thank you so much.
Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, They kept all the more silent. Then he said, I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous towards God, as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were dear to Jerusalem to be punished.
Pastor, thank you. That's okay. Thank you so much. That's the first part of... Pastor, please sit down. Thank you. That's the first part of Paul's story. Paul is telling us this morning, he's telling us that, oh, I am the best. I was taught by Gamaliel. You know, very intelligent man. Praise the name of the Lord. And I know that is how it is with us. We have attended the best school. I think my sister that gave testimony, she went to Oxford. Sister Biodun, she went to Oxford. Praise the Lord. We are the best. We are in England. Praise the name of the Lord. We have privileges. You can speak, English. Just as like Paul, he can speak English, he can speak French, he can speak everything. He said, I'm a Jew, I'm a Hebrew, I'm a Roman person. You know, he had this pedigree, you know, something special. So he was distinguished in the society. And, you know, Paul went on and on and on about himself because he knew he had that pedigree. Just like some of us here, some of us are working in, you know, good companies, good lawyers, good doctors, consultants, you know, just name it. That is what you are. Some of you are working in investment banking. You know, God has been faithful. And some of us are just doing things just like Paul. He was doing this thing because he was a Jew and he thought what he was doing was right. Because he believed that Jesus came and he was dead and they were waiting for the Messiah that will come. Praise the name of the Lord. If we read further, you will hear how he told us that he was even killing men. He was killing women. You know, I now paused. I said, oh, he was killing women. Why did he mention that he was killing women? He was killing women because he wanted to tell you how mean he was. How mean he was. And that is how it is with some of us that have been born again for 10 years, 20 years. Pride comes in our testimony. When you come and stand in the altar, you know, I prayed, when I prayed, I did night vigil. I wrote all the verses. I started quoting it. I did 100-day fasting. Haven't you heard of people that did 100 days fasting and they had ulcer? They will come here and they will say, I did it, I did it, I did it. The Lord will help us. We are so proud. And that was what was happening to Paul. He thought he was doing something for God. But thank God, on his way to Damascus, he had an encounter. He had an encounter. They all saw the light, but he heard a voice. They all saw the light, but he heard a voice. Toby heard a voice, but you saw the light. Everybody saw the light. When it rains on everybody. But when God begins to speak to me, he will tell me, oh, Toby, go and stay under that tree. You did not hear it. You brought out your umbrella. The wind was driving your umbrella. Praise the Lord. But he heard a voice. And he recognized the voice. That voice was the voice of the Lord. But he didn't know that it was Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And God, Jesus Christ introduced himself to him. And Jesus Christ is introducing himself to you again this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ introduced himself to him. You are persecuting me. You are destroying my work. You know, Paul was boasting. He said when they were even killing Matthias, I was there. I was the person that was holding all their winter coat, their winter jacket, their winter cap, their winter hat. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's it, how it is. Sometimes those of us as workers, maybe by the grace of God, they made a leader for you. You say, that leader, she does not know how to even pray. She's the choir leader. She cannot even sing. I can sing more than her now. Why didn't they make me the leader? The Lord is looking at our hearts. Because the Bible says that out of our hearts flows the issues of life. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to do something. God wants to circumcise your heart today. God wants to circumcise my heart today. You know, when I was in Nigeria, I almost went for beauty contest because people don't know that about me. Because when I was in school, they would say, Kere, your leg is beautiful. Your leg is beautiful. But I should have even gone. But the reason why I didn't go is because of my father and my mother. Because although they were not where I was, but I was afraid that they will come to, maybe the day I was just doing it, they will just appear. That was why I didn't do it. Because I had the money to buy the clothes, to dress, because my father was a pharmacist. He could give me the money. My mother was a teacher. She could give me the money. But, you know, I was afraid. They were not there, but I was afraid. But, you know, the people that went, I was supporting them. That was what Paul was doing. He was saying, oh, okay, I'm not going to beat Matthias, but give me your jacket. Give me your hat. Okay. You know, some people will be saying, go on, Toby, go on, Toby, go on, Toby, go on, Toby. That was what he was doing. Praise the Lord. God does not like all those things. Praise the name of the Lord. What are the benefits of testimonies? We have so many benefits of testimony. Testimony is to weakness. When you come here, you are not just telling us what God has done for you. You are witnessing. You are testifying. You are telling us about the goodness of God that I don't know, that another person don't know. You are telling us, because sometimes some, even our pastors, they don't even know what you have gone through. Praise the name of the Lord. But you come here and you testify. And they will say, Toby, you went through that. Indeed, you went through that. Praise the name of the Lord. And testimonies, as we know, they are things God is telling us that I can do it again. And when you tell your testimony, it's not only for you that God will do it again, but God will do it for somebody else. Praise the name of the Lord. God will do it for somebody else. You know, the Bible tells us about a young, small girl. Her name was not even told. They told us that she was brought in. She was an immigrant, you know, just as we all are immigrants here. And she told, when her master had leprosy, and he said, oh, I have a testimony. In my country, there is a man. When you go there, when he prays for you, just as some of us listen to what God cannot do does not exist. So you will tell your friends, 7 o'clock prayer, what God cannot do does not exist. And he told them, she weakness, that was her weakness. That was her evangelism. Praise the name of the Lord. She weakness, because I'm sure her father was sick, and her father went to meet Elisha, and he was healed. And Naaman went, he came back with a testimony. Initially, he didn't want to do it. He was proud. But God did it for him. Praise the name of the Lord. God will do it for us. And you know, when God gives us testimony, it is for a purpose. It is for your, you know, some of us will be saying, oh, I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know the vision of God for me. I don't know my talent. I don't know my desires. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. But when God gives you a testimony, it is a blueprint that directs you to what you are supposed to be doing. God gave Paul a testimony. And when he gave Paul a testimony, he told Paul, he said, Paul, you are not, because when you read further in Acts chapter 22, you know, the people, they were listening to him. But when he now told them that this message is not for you, I'm going to the Gentiles. They got up. They were all angry. God has brought us here to United Kingdom. Quite agree. You want to get a career. You want to get money. Oh, you say, just like me, I say, I didn't come to London to Cambridge. You didn't come to London to Cambridge. Praise the name of the Lord. I can remember when I went to London Bridge. I say, God,
even when I see past that London Bridge, I still, you know, when we were children, you know, myself and my sister, we were even talking during the week, during this week, I was telling her something. He said, Sister K, who thinks say we go come this London? Then when we even come safe, we go come settle. Then God go come give us house. God go come give us motto. He said, it was in Abini we did. Somebody just say, I will just give you one bedroom flat. You not go even think of coming to London. Praise the name of the Lord. God has blessed us. But even as God has blessed you, because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. You know that God wants you. Your vision, God will give you a vision. That was what God gave to Paul. He now knew his calling. He now knew that his calling is for the Gentiles. His testimony made him to know that, I am not going to stay with these Jews. That is why wherever he went to, he got to a place. He said, look at this beautiful, statue. Unknown statues. Do you know how manage it came here? He introduced God. And that is how it's supposed to be with you. You know, I can remember when I was going for my first degree, when I had to retrain, 2016. I was telling Sister Uchi, I said, can I do it? I said, all these London people, London school, how will it look like? She said, just go. I said, I will go. Pastor. I went to pastor school to go and do interview. I told her, pastor, they are not taking me. She now said she will tell me a name of one Nigerian man in the admission. I will go there. She gave me the name of the Nigerian man. I was calling the man. The man answered me. The man was saying he can't do the. It pained me when they didn't take me for that course. I cried. But, you know, they now gave me an alternative that I'm enjoying so much. Praise the name of the Lord. And, you know, she now told me, Sister Uchina said, okay, Sister Toby. He said she has heard, though, that there's, two of us, we have not gone to school in London. She has heard that there is well-being and something team. When you have mental health, you have any disability in school, those people that can help you. She now said, you can go there. I now said, So I now went there. I now discovered the well-being thing. I now went there. And to God be the glory, I went there. They now told me what to do. I now applied. And they now said, I should just pay just £200. They gave me a computer with software. They call it Dragon. You can use that. It will enlarge your letters. Sometimes, if you are tired, you can just be talking and it will be typing. I say, that is my testimony. Praise the Lord. And God helped me. So, your testimony will give you your calling. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of you, your testimony is to be counting money in your office. It's time for you to start counting. Go and join the accounts department in school, in a church. Praise the name of the Lord. Church keeping. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. You know, Hannah had a testimony. Her testimony, she told her husband, if you don't give me a child, the husband said, I can't give you a child, though. Me, I already have children. I can't give you a child now. You know, this one passed my power. I can't give you a child. And she went to meet a God that gave her a child. And she knew how she prayed. And she prayed into the life of Samuel. The Bible says that Samuel's word never fell to the ground. And Samuel became a testimony himself. Even at age 5, the Bible says that God was calling him. God was calling him. To see a 5-year-old child was attentive. If it's me, 5 o'clock, you know, dozing, snoring. But that means when God was speaking to him, he would listen because he saw his mother listening. And he went to meet Eli. He said, are you the person calling me? Because he still reverenced that man. Because that man was his spiritual leader. Praise the name of the Lord. And that man, after 2 times, he said, no, son, I'm not the person calling you. If you hear this voice again, tell the Lord, speak, for I am here. And the Lord spoke to him. He knew his calling. He started in his calling. He followed that calling. That is why the Bible tells us that none of his word fell to the ground. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sorry, I know that time is going. You know, when you have your testimony, you trust God. When you are trusting God for testimonies, you know that it is only God that can do it. No man can do it for you. No man, your father cannot do it. You know, Joseph had a testimony. The Lord just showed him one small thing and he became proud. He said, ah, daddy, you will bow down for me. Ah, mommy, you will bow down for me. He was making shakara, my brother. Then he didn't even keep, his father was, you know, he's a preferred child. He now wore the garment and was bringing food inside the bush. He was wearing coats. He's just like us. Instead of him to wear jeans trouser, he started wearing coats of many colors. Oh, these people, I'll show them today. I'll show them. He said, oh, come here. Come and take your food. Maybe he started speaking English. Come and take your food. God now say, I will humble you because the work I have for you, the calling is too much. If you continue like this, you will be destroyed. And he started his calling. But he never kept quiet. His testimony, he never kept quiet. He saw dreams and was interpreting. The Potiphar said, everything is for you. Take charge. And the wife wanted to destroy his testimony. He ran away. Praise the name of the Lord. When for your testimony to manifest, you have to be in place of service. There are so many people that were in place of service in the word of God, and you find out that their testimony came. This morning I was sharing with us, Zechariah was in a place of service, and his testimony came. Hannah did not say, oh, because I've been going to Shiloh, I will not go again. She went and her testimony came. Joseph did not say, oh, because I'm in prison, oh, I won't interpret dream again. He interpreted and his testimony came. Praise the name of the Lord. Where are you right now? Oh, I can remember when I got married. I got married very late. And when I got married, after the honeymoon, I did my honeymoon in Nigeria. And then I came back here. So when I came back here, you know, after the month, I didn't see my period. I thought I was pregnant. Hey, come and see me. I was so happy. Very, very happy. I said, oh, God, thank you. Even despite this old age business, you know. And, you know, I can remember the day I saw my period. I cried then. Hey, Jesus, I cried. I don't know I will cry like that in my life. Sometimes if I see myself, I'll be laughing. I'll say, so, Karen, are you crying like that? Sometimes I'll be thinking, is it pretend cry or genuine cry? But I think it was genuine cry. But, you know, I cried. I thank God for Pastor Yinka. She was saying, Toby, why are you crying? Don't worry, this is just the beginning now. This is just the beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. And God has been faithful. God has been faithful. Praise the name of the Lord. God will, when you trust God, the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus. You know, testimonies are seal of approval. How do I know that testimony are seals of approval? It just shows you that this thing, you know, how do I know that it's a seal of approval? You know, the Bible tells us about the ten lepers. You know, when they got their testimony, nine did not come back, one came back. And how do I know that it's a seal of approval? The Bible says that the man that came back was made whole. Made whole in the sense that his finger came back. His finger grew. You know when you are leprous, when the people are leprous, their hands is half. But you know, the man's finger now came out. His legs now came out. Praise the name of the Lord. All those people that didn't come back, their hands, it was healed, sha. You know, it was healed. But you cannot see fingernails like my own, you know. You cannot see fingernails. So you will not ever know that that man was leprous because he was made whole. So that is a seal of approval. And that is what God expects from us. You know, some of us, when God blesses us, we don't want to come and say thank you, as if it's because of your fine face, no, or because of your ability. No, that is not why God did it. God did it because he wanted to do more, but you did not come to say thank you. God is reminding us again to tell us this afternoon that I want you to say, I thank you. You know what Croydon Tabernacle has gone through. We still come here to say thank you. And that is why we are still standing. Praise the name of the Lord. And as children of God, God wants to tell us that he can reproduce this testimony. And that is why David was telling Goliath. He said, Goliath, you know the way I treated that bear? Or that grass cutter in the bush. That is how I will do you. Because God is reproducing himself. He said, what I did to that grass cutter, that is what I'm going to do to you. He said, I did it to the bear. I did A, B, C, and D in the bush. That's what I'm going to do to you. And that was why when he was dressed, he was not used to it. He was a hunter. He said, just give me a catapult. And off he goes. And he did it. What happened? It was a testimony. He reproduced it because it has been done before. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to remind us that testimonies are encounters. Are encounters that will leave us forever. It will either make you or make you. You will tell me that, oh, testimonies can be forever. No. If you don't use it well, the Lord will take it from you. Or you will be like those nine lepers that you will still see the scar. The Bible tells us, Saul from nowhere, the Lord made him a king. From nowhere, the Lord made him a king. He became afraid of his people. Fear came in. He was not afraid of his God. Praise the name of the Lord. He was ashamed. He was ashamed. God will do something for you. You say, I want to be humble. I don't want to come and testify. Ha. You say, sometimes, you know, Dr. Bola, she will say some people, they are Christianese. The way that, sometimes, God will bless you. You don't want to come and testify for what, but when they will say, bring prayer points, I want husband, I want stay in this country, you will be the first person to bring the the prayer points. Now God bless you. You are afraid to do. You are now silent weakness. God does not want us to do like that. God wants us to testify. There's no witch. God that can do it for you. As somebody was telling us about a testimony today, he said, look at, there have been war in Iraq, all those places, for 20 years. Nothing has happened. But if God just say, it will stop. No witchcraft will take your testimony that God has given to you, unless it's not God that gave it to you, unless it's somebody else that gave it to you. That is when that testimony will be taken from you. You say, oh, I don't want to say it. One brother was telling us today, he said, you are asking God for 10 things. God has done 5. You are waiting for 5. Please come and tell us the 5. Because if you don't talk the 5, maybe that other 5 will not come to pass. Please tell us the 5. We want to know. We want to know. Because when you begin to tell God, because you have been seeking God, and God wants to do great and mighty things in our lives in the name of Jesus. And in the course of having your testimony, it brings forth an intimacy with God. Because you now say, oh, okay, God, just like Paul, I know, just like all these people, look at Ruth, look at Esther. You just did it for them. But now, when God made Esther queen, she didn't do anything. They just made her queen. After now, when Mordecai said, if you don't do this thing, you know, that we bring testimony, God will replace you. She now started praying. She now started fasting. That brought an intimacy with God. So when God does something for you, he wants you to have a proper relationship with him. God wants us to have a proper relationship. It is all about relationship. God wants to know you the more. If you go deeper, you will have more relationships. Praise the name of the Lord. And finally, praise the name of the Lord. I will read what I wrote. I don't want to say. If I say it, I will not be able to express myself well. The first testimony that you and I have is the testimony of we are God's image. We are, you know, that is the best testimonies. One of, you know, apart from the testimony of salvation, I think, no, that was the first testimony before salvation. Because salvation came as an alternative plan. But the first testimony that you and I had was being the image of God. Because it's just like you, when you have a child, you see your child, you say, ah, this child look like me. You'll be boasting. And that is how God was boasting about you and I. The Bible says that we were made in the image and likeness of God. So God now said, oh, so I can make somebody like me. You know, that was why he told Jesus Christ. He said, at the name of Jesus, he said he has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth. Because that was his replica. Because Jesus Christ was telling us, he said, whatever I see my Father doing, that is what I do. Praise the name of the Lord. You might not understand it, but the Spirit of God will explain it to you. That is the best, you know, those of us that have children, you are proud. You say, this is the men, especially the men. You say, ah, this is my son. I'm taking him to go and play football. Let's kick the ball. Let's kick the ball. When the man blows his ball, he say, ah, he now knows how to play more than me. You're so proud about it. And that is how God wants us to be in the name of Jesus. In my conclusion, I said we should be real when we come to tell our testimonies, especially for our youth to know. We should be real. We should tell the truth. We should be, so that it will be relatable. So that, you know, the young people or the people that are just young believers, they will relate to it. So don't try to, you know, like, you know, hide some. Say everything. Say how it is. Say where God brought you from. You know, that is why, you know, it is good for us to say everything in the mighty name of Jesus. And the best testimony is that the testimony of salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that it is not the wish of God that any of us should perish, but to come to everlasting life. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away. I like the way Brother Alba said it this morning. He said it's not about materialism. It's not material things. It's not about child. It is more than that. And actually, it is more than that. God wants you and I to come back to inherit that mansion that he has prepared for us. That testimony, that mansion that is there, sitting, waiting with your name engraved in it. With your name, he will say, this is for Toby. This is for Mary. This is for Joseph. And your name will be there in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name will be there in the mighty name of Jesus. So this afternoon, can we just rise up and begin to tell God, Father, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because I am your number one testimony. I thank you, Lord God, because of who I am. I thank you, Lord God, because you have made me in your image and in your likeness. I thank you, Lord God, because for the gift of salvation. Father, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, because you have given me a choice. But even though you have given me a choice, you still thought it wise to say, Toby, this is the way. Follow it. I am going to take you to wherever you want to go to. In the name of Jesus. Masekerebo libra mazekeya. Leri kalabra mazekeya brama lebrokozukaya. Rebo bo 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 bo. Lebrokozukaya brama lebrokozukaya. Lebrokozukaya brama lebrokozekeya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I told us this afternoon, I said, you know, I told you about my disability, so to speak. I'm telling you because if I, Toby, can do it, you can do it in the name of Jesus. If you think that you cannot do it, you can do it. So just begin to say, Father, Lord God, I thank you because I will be able to do it. I thank you, Lord God, because you have done it for Sister Toby. You will do it for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. And so, Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because this word of God that has gone forth, we bring forth fruit, and those fruit we abide. Thank you, faithful God, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.